From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. In a show of force, town, county, and state law enforcement agencies descended on Joseph and Rachel Carroll's debris processing operation early on December 12th in an effort to shut down the business. The town has banned dumping at the Route 212 site, and a state Supreme Court justice last week lifted a temporary injunction that stopped the ban from being enforced. Police arrested one driver for unlicensed operation of an 18-wheel truck, turned away another loaded with debris, and warned the Carrollers that no further dumping would be tolerated. Saugerties Police Chief Joseph Sinigara said he and Ulster County Sheriff Juan Figueroa told Joseph Carrollers, and I quote, that if he accepts any more loads, he will be arrested and charged with the misdemeanor of operating an unlicensed dump, end quote. Sinigara said the truck that was impounded was overweight and had numerous violations. The fine could be in the neighborhood of $50,000, he said. Several witnesses said trucks from companies that routinely bring debris to the Carroll's business were seen getting on the thruway in Saugerties after apparently being alerted of the presence of law enforcement at the dump site. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, December 12, signed the county's $342 million 2020 budget. The spending plan includes a 0.25% decrease in property tax levy. Ryan said, and I quote, "People want us to hold the line on taxes, which we did," end quote. The budget addresses the county's opioid epidemic and creates an economic development department. The budget also funds a newly created Green Career Academy with SUNY Ulster to help county residents train for green jobs. County Legislature Chairwoman Tracy Bartels credited the partnership between Ryan and lawmakers for making new initiatives possible. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. The Times Union is reporting the body of 29-year-old William Amato of Elizaville has been found on property belonging to Dutch Hollow Farm in Stuyvesant. Amato was reported missing December 5th by his family. His body was found December 12th. Sheriff David P. Bartlett said, and I quote, "At this time, it does not appear that there is any foul play with the death of Mr. Amato. However, the investigation is continuing, and the sheriff's office investigators are awaiting the autopsy results," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Chris Bragg is reporting for the Times Union. The Government Justice Center has filed a suit on behalf of Robert Arrigo, leader of the Saratoga County Libertarian Party, in state Supreme Court in Albany, arguing the raises given to Governor Andrew Cuomo and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul this year were illegal. The lawsuit also seeks to stop additional pay hikes the pair is scheduled to receive in 2020 and 2021. The Justice Center named Comptroller Tom DiNapoli as the respondent because his office paid the allegedly illegal increased salaries. The case is based on the provision in the state constitution that says salaries of state officers, such as the governor and lieutenant governor, and I quote, "shall not be increased or diminished during the term for which he or she shall have been elected or appointed," end quote. Cuomo and Hochul won re-election in November 2018. The resolution was passed the following April with the pay raises retroactive to January 1st, the day they began their new terms. The plaintiff argues that an Assembly and Senate joint resolution that raises these salaries cannot go into effect until January 1, 2023, after the next gubernatorial election cycle. The Albany-based Government Justice Center is a fiscally conservative nonprofit. Its mission is to, and I quote, "protect taxpayers from government waste, negligence, misappropriation, and other improper actions," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Joel Shannon is reporting for USA Today. U.S. regulators are in the process of setting up a new three-digit number to reach a suicide prevention line, similar to 911. Once the process is completed, U.S. residents will be able to call 988 for help in a mental health emergency. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline currently uses a 10-digit number, 800-273-TALK. Dwight Holton, CEO of Lines for Life, a suicide prevention nonprofit, said, and I quote, "The three-digit number is really going to be a breakthrough in terms of reaching people in crisis," end quote. A December 12th press release from the Federal Communications Commission announced that formal rulemaking on the 988 number has begun. The FCC proposal requires all telephone service providers to commodity the 988 number within 18 months. And you can read the full story in USA Today. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.